tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wow. Gangrene, gonorrhea, staph, MRSA, hepatitis A, B, and C? It's amazing these two are even alive.
Sean Gannett later on this morning in the studio. Petey Mack will be here. Craig Evans in the house. We have Augie Smith tomorrow, too. Augie's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Podcast out there. Rate the podcast. Download it where you get your podcast. Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Alexa plays the show. Patronize the advertisers and all the stations we are on. We love our radio stations. This is not a podcast. This is a radio show. And then you can listen to the podcast
yeah,
later.
Unless you're listening on a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's a podcast.
In which case,
yeah.
It would be a podcast.
Yeah. I actually had to explain that to a guy the other day. He's like, they keep asking about talking about the podcast. Is that something different? No. That's just the show put on the internet so you can listen to it whenever you want to.
In the form of a podcast.
You are familiar with the Grammy and Emmy Award-winning composer, producer, Quincy Jones.
Yeah, I still haven't checked out that documentary. I want to watch it.
Yeah,
looks
he is
really
the
good.
Father of...
everything.
Who's that chick?
Oh, he worked with Frank Sinatra, for God's sakes.
Rashida Jones.
Yeah, Rashida Jones.
He's a little more famous for that reason.
That's his daughter.
Yeah.
She was on The Office.
Right.
Yes, she was. And
Angie Tribeca.
Quincy Jones is 86 today.
Yes, he is.
Michael Caine, Academy Award-winning actor, is 86 today as well. So you know what? That begs the question.
Yeah.
Begs it.
Who's cooler?
Oh, you're a dick.
Oh. Well, I'm out of this one.
Now he's just starting to look for stuff.
That's good because they're probably about the same height.
Caine's pretty tall.
I think Quincy Jones is, too.
No, I've seen him stand up next to guys. He's not that tall.
Who's taller?
Look it up.
Algorithm.
I want to know that now. I contemplate who's cooler.
It's kind of a tough one.
It's a real tough one.
Quincy Jones or Michael Caine?
Because I don't want to, when it comes to there's a racial component here.
No. Quincy Jones is 5'6".
Oh, hell, I told you.
Oh, yeah. Michael Caine, 6'2".
6'2", yeah.
And,
not even close.
Peggy Lipton. Are they still married?
No. He left her years
ago. But they had Rashida Jones together. Peggy Lipton's taller than he is.
So that's a tough one. Who's cooler? Quincy Jones has been around forever, has produced so many great, great albums, including...
I love Michael Caine, too, but
including 80, Thriller.
80 Grammy Award nominations. 80!
Wow.
All right.
28 wins.
I got Who's Cooler here.
All right. I think this is a tough one.
I don't know why these guys...
It is a tough one.
Me too.
Oh, it's tougher than a lot of them. They're all tough. You make them tough for me anymore.
Yeah, but this is specifically tough.
It is, because I don't want to slight anybody.
This is going to come down
to... So, when it's close to me, it's 1A and 1B.
This one would have to be.
Don't think this is a slight.
But this is going to come down to the fact that Mike really likes Off the Wall, and Quincy Jones was produced Off the Wall. So that's why I'm going to say Quincy Jones.
I'm assuming that...
Michael Jackson connections aren't that cool right now, though.
Yeah, but you still like that record.
It's not just that. Quincy Jones has done everything. Of course it's Quincy Jones. Only because he's produced some of the coolest things ever. And he's always just been cool.
He has always just been
cool. And once again, love Michael Caine and everything he's ever done, man.
That's true,
yeah,
too.
The Man Who Would Be
That's
King.
That's a tough Who's
the man,
Cooler.
The Man Who Would Be King is one of my favorite movies. Check it out with him and Sean Connery, early 70s. Great movie.
That's a tough Who's Cooler.
Yeah, you made it tough on me.
Yeah, we have another Who's Cooler, along with a Who's Taller coming up a little bit later on.
All right.
I think that one will be a little bit easier for you.
For me, at least?
I think so, because at least they're in the same field.
Stop your emails.
At least these
My answer is right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just curious the answer.
I know you are.
We're not here to debate.
No, and I'll get debates on that, too. And once again, love Michael Caine.
We're just here to find out the answer. Thank you, Tyler, for giving us the answer.
And I'm not going to push
it. That guy really has done so much. I'm just rolling through Michael Caine's IMDb, and you forget how many amazing things he's done.
And he's cool and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the Muppet Christmas Carol. Come on.
No, that's stupid. Come on. He's done a ton of great things, and that's just stupid. I know you're being facetious.
He was Scrooge.
Stupid.
Yeah, but are there little things that can just don't derail you when it comes to who's cooler.
Great question.
Let's see.
Well,
like,
once again, my push scenario was where, you know, since I was hanging out with Johnny Van Zandt, I remember that years ago. I just liked that story, and I remember that day being really cool that night.
Yeah, there are two guys.
So, you're right. I pushed Neil Sean and Johnny Van Zandt.
Say you met them both, and one of them gave you blow, and the other didn't.
Oh, God.
Guy who gives you blow is cooler, right?
If he, well, yeah.
How good was it?
Oh, we're going to assume it's of acceptable quality.
Rockstar quality.
Okay, reasonably good quality.
I don't remember. Well, I said Lonesome Dave didn't invite me in, and I still think Lonesome Dave was cool because it's Foghat. Come on.
Yeah, but he could have been cooler.
Yeah. Well, he let me go on stage with him, so he was cool. He just didn't invite me, to the party when there's a huge mirror there.
Well, you might have had some of his.
Yeah.
He liked it a lot.
Yeah.
He liked it a lot, from what I understand.
Yes, yeah, he did. He's dead now. Well, he died of ass cancer, though, I believe. Or colon.
No, I think they changed it over. I think the medical community now is just saying ass cancer. Sorry, Dr. Mina.
We digress. Yeah, there's certain situations you can make me. Personal interaction definitely would make it. I don't really know a lot of these people. You know, we're lucky enough to meet some rock stars in our day, so that's pretty cool. But some of these actors, of course, we've never hung out with or met.
Yeah.
I was actually chasing Michael Caine not too long ago. He put a book out.
We ever talked to him?
No, I don't think so.
All right. I don't think we have either.
And the other interviews I'd read around that book release, he was so cool. He's officially reached that point in his life where he does not care.
Yep.
He's going to say what he thinks.
Oh, yeah. He grew up in a great time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't turn down anything for a long time, did he?
No, I saw a whole big story on that guy.
Ton of stuff.
Yeah, working.
Yeah, he just wanted to keep working.
Yeah, he realized he wasn't a leading man years ago, and he started taking character parts, and he kicked ass. And
well, still now.
Yeah.
I mean, his IMDb to this day, the most recent, he looks like he's kind of transitioned into more voice work.
Yeah.
You know, in his older age.
So the Boeing 737 MAX airliners, 8 and 9s. Have been grounded for the time being, thanks to President Trump. He said an emergency order is going into effect immediately and will last indefinitely.
Yeah, then the FAA jumped on board, too. There's a bunch of different,
pretty much.
Yeah, same thing, right.
All that good stuff.
But it was because of the president's expertise in aeronautics.
He would shut them all down. Remember that? Because they're all computer now, and he hates that. He basically said that. Planes are too... Whatever, I don't get into it.
Well, no,
it's
no.
Too,
no.
He's like, it's
may
such,
have had something
it's
to
such
do
low-hanging fruit
with
anymore.
The fact that the rest of the world grounded those planes.
Yeah, that's this part.
Right.
But he also talked about, just in general, flight planes are too technical. We should just be able to fly it.
And even though Southwest came to the FAA with their lobby and said, do you realize how much money we're going to lose?
Well, it's Boeing, too. And Boeing.
You realize how many, what a pain in the ass it's going to be.
It didn't make any sense to the U.S.
to gather up more planes.
But we all understand why.
Southwest had the most of them. They had what, like 40?
They had 34. And believe me, I've been looking into this big time the last 3 weeks.
And the Southwest fleet consists of about 750 planes.
4,000 flights a day from Southwest. 160 of those are the MAX 8s. So if you're flying a MAX 8 next couple of days, I don't know what they're going to do to you, but I'm sure they'll find another plane for you.
Well,
or cancel some flights.
They're trying.
Yeah, yeah.
They're working on it.
Well, the MAX 9 is down too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 8 and 9.
But they don't have the 9. The 9, only United has that, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
But then there's 24 MAX 8s in the American fleet.
But that's it. I think they're just the three. There was one other.
That was
airline.
It. That was the three in the U.S.
Southwest, United, and American.
Yeah, right.
Nobody else?
And American. And United didn't have the MAX 8, which is the MAX 9.
Good news for kids. Kids around the world plan to skip school on Friday.
My kids are off Friday.
There you go.
There you go.
They don't have to skip.
Oh, because of global warming?
Yeah.
It is their life. It is their future. And old white guys don't care.
Students are expected to protest Friday as part of the...
You tap them on the head.
Hashtag Fridays for Future movement.
Yeah.
The movement began in August when... 16-year-old Greta Thunberg of Sweden started skipping school on Fridays to protest outside of Sweden's parliament. Her protests have inspired thousands of young people around the world. Now, students in 1,200 cities in dozens of countries plan to join the strike on Friday. They think it could be one of the largest environmental protests in history.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we'd get the National Guard out and they'd shoot protesters.
That's the way it should be.
We don't do that no more.
Well, you know, that might be a correct way to go here.
A guy said that about Kent State.
That might be a correct way to go here because, and it'll all make sense to you.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a dumber group of people.
Who said this?
A group of U.S. climate scientists released a letter in support of the movement saying that students' demands for immediate action on climate change are consistent with the latest science. What do they know?
Hippies.
All of them.
With an agenda.
Yeah, shoot them all.
Yeah, so they can live the rest of their lives.
Hippies with an agenda.
Yeah.
Jeez, is there anything worse?
There's not.
So the people with the most information about the subject and the people who are going to have to deal with it are the ones that are concerned.
Yes.
Oh, dumbasses.
Okay. Yeah, and let's not listen to them.
And adults with kids, too, should be concerned, too, because it's their lives.
They don't know. Climate scientists.
How it's affecting us, and we're still alive, you know? They don't know.
Climate scientists. I hate them all. All right, would you do this?
Yes.
No, nah, you might not.
Okay, no.
Let's say you won, $60 in a lottery.
Okay,
$60.
Oh, I can ask 60. What I do for
$60. I don't know if it was a lottery or he won $60 in scratch offs.
Retire? Yes.
Yep. Quit my job?
60. Probably. Would you keep the $60 or would you buy more lottery tickets?
$60 whole.
It's $60 though. You never win.
I like
anything.
It's always good to have $320s in your wallet.
Yeah, I'd keep the $60.
Yeah, I'd keep the $60.
I think I would too.
I might put $20 back into some lottery tickets,
and maybe not even $20.
Yeah, maybe $10.
So he won it and put it right back in. And then this is probably a good deal, right? What happened to him? He turned it into a fortune.
$400 billion,
right?
No, he just won $1 million.
Yeah.
Oh. Still.
See, you don't know that ahead of time.
No, it's game of chance.
Off, that's what I want. I want the scratch off million because you don't have to tell anybody.
So he just let it ride.
Right.
He took the 60, let it ride.
He did.
And turned it into a million. Good for him.
There was a guy, my dad told me about this guy who had a scratch off. There's a lottery machine at the bar that I go, that club, that bar thing. Old man bar, I hang out when I'm in town. My own. And a guy scratched off a $300,000 ticket right there at the bar.
Did he quietly put it in his pocket and walk out?
Well,
or?
This guy, I hate to say, doesn't need it because most people do. I mean, everybody could use $300,000.
Sure.
There'd have been a lot more guys at the bar that would have freaked out a lot more than this guy apparently did. He did he just bought everybody a drink at the bar. There's about 300-400 guys at the bar, and it's a pretty cheap bar. But whatever, he brought everybody a drink at the bar. But he scratched off a $300,000.
And then they sat around and talked progressive issues for the rest of the night.
Yeah, that was it.
Nope, that did not happen.
And he did leave after that.
Climate change.
Because he has the ticket on him, right, yeah.
Kneeling for the anthem and protesters.
Oh, yeah. But I like the scratch off the way to go.
Yeah, so this guy apparently, if I'm reading this correctly, he purchased a couple of $30 scratch offs and ended up with $1 million there.
Oh, a $30 scratch off.
Yeah. You know what the payout is? You win $1 million after taxes in North Carolina. What you're taking home?
$650.
$450, $500.
No.
Less.
Yeah.
Really?
$300. Well, first of all, you're lopping off the federal.
Right away. Okay.
Yeah. And then you're lopping off the state. He took home after taxes.
$350.
The lump sum payout was $600,000.
Oh, no, that's good.
Okay. Okay.
But then he took home $424,000.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to temper your excitement then. Because believe me, everybody wants $424,000.
Yes.
That'd be a great chunk of change.
But when you think you're getting $1 million.
Yeah, you ain't happy.
But you'd rather
for a split second,
a
you're
kind
of pissed.
Right.
You're kind of pissed.
But that's still enough to get on My Lotto Dream Homes and look for that $125,000 mansion you've been dreaming about.
20 minutes away from the house you already have.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, ideally, I'd like to have two bedrooms and one bathroom.
That show sucks. I like the dude, but that show sucks for that reason. They should find the people that really spend the money.
Well, they got to put a floor on the lotto win to make it so the house is cool.
I know. It's not. It's never.
Are you serious?
It's never that
I'm
cool.
I'm dead serious,
no,
Greg.
He's right. Puss is
so
right.
So I should look at that?
What?
I see it's on all the time.
The host is really cool.
They he's all just, the time they're doing $150,000 or $200,000 lotto dream homes.
Right.
Now I get it. The people only want $500,000 or $1 million or whatever. That's a good percentage.
It's usually about $1 million. Yeah, yeah.
It's a percentage of what they won, but still, that doesn't qualify as a dream home.
No, it's not.
And if they won $1 million, they're only taking home less than half of that.
So they're not hooking up with people who just won $100 million.
No, because there wouldn't be that many shows. They do a bunch of these shows, so they find people that win, you know, $500,000 to $1 million, basically.
Oh, so dude's not buying a 10-acre ranch outside of Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and spending $8 million or whatever.
No, because those people don't need to go on an HGTV show.
Right, exactly.
Probably not.
No.
They probably don't want the pub.
No, they don't.
All those are fine points. I didn't realize that it was...
It's not that cool a show because it's not your dream. It's
so
not
it's
your
not
dream
that
house.
Cool a show?
No, the houses are not dream homes, generally.
And a lot of times...
But I don't want to see a dream home.
These are working Americans anyway, so most of them do live in a house already. So they're just moving up from a $140,000 house to a $250,000 house.
Right, yeah.
You see it all the time, and it's just like, oh, this is boring as hell.
I get excited.
Especially when you watch the cool shows.
If you click it on and they go, what's the budget? Well, $350,000, $400,000. I go, all right.
And
it might be a decent home.
And it's usually just a suburb in some bland town anyway.
And most of them are.
And most of them are. I'm not hammering anybody's town.
Right.
We live in one of those too. Some bland city, suburb of that city.
Where do you figure those people get compensated? Yeah, on the other ones, too, the fixer-upper shows.
Well, that's different because they're actually getting work done in their house.
Yeah.
Just a guy following you around, and they're probably paying. I don't know what they're paying them. That's a great question. There was a local one that Puss and I have joked about before, and I don't think she would ever call because we've joked about her choice of house on the air. It was literally right where I live, basically, and they wanted to move 30 minutes west. She wanted to get home to her home. And I'm not even going to mention the towns because I feel bad for hammering this woman because... But she lives somewhere where they lead the show off. Since she won the lottery, she's going to finally move back to her hometown. And
that's a beautiful thing.
It was 30 minutes from where she lived. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And the budget was like $150,000.
It was $150,000.
It was 150.
It was $150,000.
And what kind of compensation do you think? Like we watched.
Okay,
I wonder what they do for a living. Show where they're going to some island nation and picking out a house there.
Those shows drive me crazy because I like to watch those.
They must get some kind of compensation.
Oh, there's probably some money involved.
Well, they don't need it.
Not
well, they
bunch.
Probably just don't have to pay the whatever realtor fees.
That's probably it.
You know, they get to skip the percentage.
Or the company that does the video show.
We'll cover your commission.
But I think a lot of people want to be on those shows.
I bet it's not much that they get.
No.
Oh, no, you're right. They'd love to show their friends.
I like it when
what they're buying in Costa Rica.
I like it when the bride is a real freaking hot chick and they're looking for like beach property in Costa Rica and she's walking around in a bikini the whole time. I like those shows.
It does help.
Yeah. But my lottery dream home, Craig, don't stop on it because it's not your dream home.
Okay, but that's why I didn't stop on it. It's because I thought it really was my dream home.
No.
I understand that. Sometimes watching something you're never going to get sucks.
Right.
And it does for anybody.
Because I know my dreams are stupid.
Yeah. But this one is like, really?
Quite possibly one of the most disappointing shows on that network.
It is. And I like the guy that hosts it, too.
See, I'm intrigued now where I wasn't before.
Check it out.
You've also set, really low expectations on that.
We don't like the dude, man.
You know, Hogan's Heroes might be on.
Well, I would choose Hogan's over it. If Hogan's is on it, you're right. Just go to the Hogan's Heroes, not my lottery dream home. Nazi comedy will always be better.
That's something you didn't think you were going to say today.
No, I didn't. But if you're a homophobe, you might not want to watch My Lottery Dream Home. Because the guy that hosts it is an outwardly gay man, but he's ripped and he's a good-looking dude and he's really cool.
Tatted up. And
just
flamboyant.
Just fun.
Yeah.
The kind of guy you'd want to
hang
out. I love that dude, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's kind of guy that conservative guys go, he ain't bad. He's a pretty cool gay guy.
He's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good gay guys.
I like that gold lamé jacket.
No, it's not that much. The guy's ripped.
No, I'm looking at a picture of him sitting in a throne right now.
Oh, that commercial, yeah. He doesn't wear that during the show.
I've seen that pub photo.
Yeah.
That's in some various publications.
And those promos
are a false bill of goods.
They're totally false.
With him in the golden throne and crown.
It comes off like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
No. Totally not.
No, they're finding
totally not.
They're finding a $160,000 house outside the Quad Cities. It's like, who cares?
Out of Texas, 23-year-old Jake Gomez.
It's not Gomez?
It's G-A.
Oh, that's Gomez.
But, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Or Goms, who knows?
Yep.
He posted a picture of some condoms attached to his business cards, suggesting that everyone who had a haircut with him would need a condom because, nice haircut makes men irresistible.
He says,
got to include one of these with every card. You're going to need it after I cut your hair. Trust me. So he's personalizing the condoms, promoting his business in Texas. And what he had done was stapled his condoms to his business cards.
Well, you could carefully staple the corner of the pack.
He did not carefully staple the corner of the pack.
That didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
Right through the center. Where the semen can fly.
All right.
I'm glad the music was going.
So am I. Actually, I'm not. It's too bad.
That's the only reason why it flew was because the music was going.
Yeah. You're too pretty for a condom with a couple holes in it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.